This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Previously on Robots of the Company.
We're picking up some kind of distress signal. We're trying to decipher it.
Let me have a look.
A homing beacon? Homing in on what?
There we go. It's a ship of some kind.
I don't know. I mean, we are at war after all. It could be some kind of trap.
Oh, if it is, trust me, we'll be ready for them. I've been aching for a scrap for some time.
Hey, who the heck are you?
Oh, hi. My name is Kika. I'm a messenger bot. I've been sent here by the company with orders.
Orders? What orders? Hey, you better explain yourself before you go barking orders on my ship.
It's all quite simple, really. I was deployed upon the company's disappearance. Myself and others like me were set up months in advance, just in case communication was ever lost with the company. Praise the company.
Huh?
I think I can shed some light on this situation. Kika here is clearly part of a company contingency plan known as Operation Last Resort. The idea was that if contact was ever lost with the company for any reason during this non-conflict, that a number of messenger bots would be sent out to send the fleet their last orders, probably containing attack plans, or even self-destruct orders.
How the hell do you know all this stuff, GD? I recognize that. It's the MIME machine from ages back.
That's right. It's my mentally incapacitated mechanized envoy. It was sent here weeks ago to me. And now I can reveal its true purpose. Self-destruction. You see, I plan to use this machine to destroy the Titan One, the last of the company's deep space cargo vessels. Maxi, come to me.
I obey.
Hey, Maxi, where are you going?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Brisco. You see, your little friend has been awaiting my orders all along. Now he works for me!
No! That's not true! That's impossible!
Oh, it's very possible. All he has been waiting for were my orders. And now he will slip into the mine and activate the self-destruct mechanism. And then we shall all go up. Together!
I'm sorry, Brisco, but this is goodbye.
No! I died. My reign of terror has ended. You, sir, are a worthy opponent. May I at least know your name before I perish?
GT!
What a boring name.
They all think I am dead. My little friend.
Yes, Dr. Grease Monkey.
But little do they know, I am alive and well. And now we will carry out my great plan.
I am ready to be inserted into the mind machine, Master.
Nothing in the universe can stop me now!
Yes, you did a great job, Zimtron. Now, maybe you could explain to me exactly how you plan to get us out of this one. I mean, I'm sure we're safe from the deadly spears of the primitives back there at the village, but now we're hanging by our very fingertips over this cliff top. Just how are you going to get us out of this one and save us from certain doom?
Well, I must admit, it's a tricky one.
Oh, very tricky.
Tricky. Right.
Any ideas springing immediately to mind, Captain Butch?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Zimtron. Because, yeah, as a matter of fact, I do have one. Help!
And now, the continuation. You are finally listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 403, The Banana Club, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Hello? Is anyone around? Anyone at all? My sweet Briscoe? Captain McNuttage? Shinwipe? Anyone? Oh my, it's Captain McNuttage. But where? Captain, I hear you. Where are you? Captain Punch McNuttage. Strange, it's a recording device. This is quite odd. I wonder why this is here and who could have left it.
I know.
Who? Who said that? Hello? Is anyone there? Strange. There's no one here. Oh, I wonder what might have happened to all my friends.
I know.
Who said that?
Me.
Who are you?
The name's Dave. And who might I have the pleasure of addressing?
I'm called Kika. Well, where are you?
Right in front of you.
But I don't see anyone.
Sure you do. You're looking right at me.
But I'm looking at a tree.
Exactly. That's me, Dave the Tree.
Huh? Don't get it.
Hello, my name is Dave, and I am a tree. Get it now?
No way!
Yes way, I am Dave the Tree.
A talking tree? How is that possible?
A talking metal hovering thing? How can that be possible?
I don't get you.
Listen, you come into my jungle with your metal body and flashing lights and you don't get me?
Look, as nice as this conversation is, I'd really like to find my friends. This recording device has our captain's voice on it, and he sounds in some distress. If you know something about that, I really need to know what you know about it.
Sure thing. Your friends are perfectly all right. Don't worry, they were just hanging off a cliff awaiting certain death.
Awaiting certain death?
Hey, calm down. Like I said, they're perfectly all right.
But where are they?
They're in the club.
Huh? What club?
The club below.
You're full of riddles.
I've been told that, but it's no riddle. I'm quite serious.
Please, just tell me where I can find my friends.
I'll do better than that. I'll show you. Just come around to my backside and you'll find the entrance to the club.
Club? What club?
Do I have to explain everything in triplicate?
As I'm new to this place, yes.
The banana tree. It's a club. It's underneath me. Underneath my trunk. Just go inside. You'll enjoy it. Trust me.
Sure. Why not? Strange primitive planet in the middle of nowhere and there's a club underneath the trunk of a talking tree. Makes perfect sense. I can't believe it. It's a club, all right, just as the tree said.
Of course it is. I'm not exactly a liar or something.
Oh, wait, there you are. We've been waiting for you, girl.
Oi.
Huh? Who are you guys?
I'm Winner, and this here is me mate. We just call him Wanger.
Winner and, Wanger. That's a very odd name. Interesting. Look, guys. I'm looking for some friends of mine, and a rather strange tree named Dave told me I'd find them here.
And here we are, Tom. We're your friends, all of us.
Yeah, we're your friends. No worries.
No, you don't understand. I heard a recording of some friends of mine. They were in Jeopardy.
Oh, I love that show.
Oh, but you'd suck at it if you attempted to play it, Wanger me old son.
You might be right, Winner.
Look, stop! Just listen to me. I have some friends on this planet somewhere. Captain Punch McNuttage, Zimtron, a few others, and my dreamy Briscoe. I really need to find them, so anything you can do to help me locate them would be most appreciated.
I thought you understood, love. You don't need those friends anymore.
Yeah, we're the only friends you need to know.
Stay away from me, please.
What? Relax, girly. We're only pulling your leg.
I don't happen to have any legs to pull.
No, Winner means we're only having a bit of a laugh.
First of all, my name is Kika, not Girly. And secondly, you're no friends of mine. I want to find my friends, my real friends, and I want to find them now. Got it?
Never mind them, Kika. They're not even real.
GD! I never thought I'd be so happy to see anyone, least of all you, but I sure am.
Thanks for the flattery. Come on, let's get away from these guys.
Oh, we meant no harm, Gov.
Hey, go someplace and rest.
Oh, very nice.
So, what's going on, GD? Where are the others?
They're safe. For now.
For now? What are you talking about?
They managed to escape from their peril, but are right now in the clutches of an old enemy.
Oh, great. I'm never going to get the chance to be alone with my sweetheart, Briscoe.
Briscoe's somebody's sweetheart? That's a laugh.
You know, you and I are about to have a real problem, GD.
Okay, I take it back.
We must help them.
Nah, not to worry. As inept as Briscoe is, he can handle Grease Monkey.
Dr. Grease Monkey is here? Oh no!
So, once again, we come face to face. Briscoe, my old nemesis.
So you survived the crash, Dr. Grease Monkey. Typical.
Of course I did. I was the one responsible for it.
I should have known you'd survive the blast from GD's gun back on the Titan One.
Indeed you should. And now you will pay for your mistake.
Excuse me just a little moment, but since your problem is with Briscoe, couldn't you spare the rest of us?
That's a good point, Spinks. And I never thought I'd agree with you on anything.
So, you want me to spare the rest of you and destroy your friend in your place, eh? Is that correct?
That just about sums it up, yeah.
And are you all in agreement?
Sounds like a plan to me.
Oui.
Oh, sure.
You betcha.
Sorry, Briscoe, my lad.
Oh, it's okay, you guys. I'd give my life for all of you any day of the week.
Even on Thursday? But that's the night Master Quiz 3000 is on. I was sure you would avoid sacrificing yourself on Thursday.
Silence. How very noble of you, Briscoe. But it will do you no good. I will not spare any of you.
What?
Hey,
merde.
That's really not fair, you know. Nor is the fact that Squeakiner Boy's on here right now, suffering along with the rest of us. Speaking of which, where are they? Not to mention Boffin.
Boffin?
I said not to mention Boffin.
Who?
Does it really matter? I mean, honestly, Zimtron, we are all gonna die, and all you can worry about are Squeak and her crazy sons.
Silence! You are quite correct, Captain. Nothing matters but your ultimate destruction.
Me and my big mouth.
See what trouble you cause, mon capitaine?
Well, I didn't...
Silence! Why can you bots never shut up?
It's all in the programming, mon ami.
You know, I'm really quite sick of all of you now. So, I think it's time to be rid of every last one of you.
Not so fast, Monk.
Huh? What? Have you some cunning plan, eh, Briscoe, my old nemesis?
Well, not really.
I knew it. You're doomed.
Not really, no.
What? Who? How? I don't believe it.
That's right. And you don't have to.
Huh? I don't get it.
And you never will. Especially after I say this. Mona, Boogle, Rhoda, Snurt.
No. No. No! No!
I don't believe it. Boffin, you saved us. But how? What the heck did you say?
I personally don't care. At least that monkey person has gone away.
I still don't care to mention Boffin, so I'm ignoring this whole conversation.
But he just saved all of us, Zimtron. We owe him our lives.
Mm-hmm. I can't hear you. Mm-hmm.
Well, I for one am very grateful, Boff. So, how did you do it?
Yeah. That was some expert rescuing, Boffin. I'm really proud of you.
Thanks, Briscoe lad. But all I did was banish him, or her, from this place. I wonder which it is. He or she?
Huh?
Never mind about that, Boffin. Just tell us exactly what you did, and in terms we can understand.
Well, I simply banished Dr. Grease Monkey to the other regions of this world. We won't be hearing from... It, for some time.
I don't get it.
Neither do I.
And I still don't care.
Well, I do. Go on, Boff. Explain it.
I have discovered that this is an enchanted planet. Anything can happen here. Literally anything. Isn't that fascinating?
But how can that be?
Well, I could explain it, Captain. But I'm afraid you'd never understand it. And besides which, your brain would probably melt.
I see. Well then, never mind. At least we're free of Dr. Grease Monkey for a while anyway.
But he'll be back, and I'll be ready for him.
So, where are the others?
Why don't I take you to them? They're in the club.
Club? What club? Oh, I like this club. It's great.
Oui, it is fantastic. And they have some mighty fine wine.
Let's live here.
Mabrisco, I found you. Oh, my sweetie.
Aw, shucks. I think we're all going to live happily ever after.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, it's certainly the start of a new life for all of us here on Planet Bob.
And I'm still not listening.
Can it, Simtron?
And so our heroes begin their new life on Planet Bob. But will we ever know the answers to the questions left to us? Like, where were Squeak and her sons during this episode? Or, why is Zimtron holding a grudge against Boffin? Or will Shinwipe and the rest of the old bots ever turn up? And can anything and everything imaginable truly happen on Bob? We may find out the answers to these questions next time, but then again, knowing this show, we may never know anything ever again! You have been listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 403, The Banana Club, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred, in order of appearance, Kika, Danny Cutler, Putch, Joe Thomas, introducing Dave the Tree, Wayne Hayward, Wanger, Dave Weaver, Winner, David Alt, GD, Ellie Hirschman, Dr. Grease Monkey, Sally Wiggett, Briscoe, Kyle Boars, Sphinx, Jim Barber, Zimtron, Jeff Niles, Popsicle, Daryl Looney, and Boffin, Shane Harris. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod, with additional music provided by Daryl Looney. The associate producer was Vince Staden. The sound designer, post-production editor, script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell. Who else? We interrupt our regularly scheduled credits to bring you this update. We now come to you from DreamRealmSite.com. So join us there on the web from now on. That is all. Now back to your regularly scheduled credits. Take it away, me. Don't even bother emailing us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Nope, we don't even want you to. I've been asked to take my time reading the credits during the making of this audiogram. Join us next time as the robots of the company celebrate the holiday season in their own unique way with a surprisingly exciting episode entitled The Santa Conde Mystery. And let's hope it arrives in time for Santa Conde. In case you hadn't noticed, this is the creditor, as always, asking you to stay tuned.
Copyright 2007, all rights reserved.